Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning to you, Jim. How's everything in your part of the world?
Hey, guys. Everything's sunny.
It's nice out.
How about that?
Yeah, it's really
sunny.
Nice out.
It is.
Shaping up to be a good day. And by the way, we're brought to you by Matt Mertz Plumbing, Pittsburgh's leader in trenchless sewer repair. Try something on here, Jimbo. So the Jets to Carolina, of course, Sam Darnold goes that way, and Teddy Bridgewater goes, what do I do now? So that's happening there. But going the other way is this, a sixth-round draft pick in this year's draft coming up, the draft that's coming up here in Cleveland, and then a second and a fourth-round pick in 2022. That's what's going from Carolina to the New York Jets. Now, we're playing a what-if game, and a lot of sports talk radio is built on a what-if game. But let's say that same thing was dangled out there for the Pittsburgh Steelers. That the Pittsburgh Steelers, and more than likely they didn't inquire, but let's say that they did. And the Jets, the powers that be with the Jets told Kevin Colbert, that's what it'll take. It'll take a sixth this year and a second and a fourth next year. You willing to do it? You want to do it? You want to go for it? Darnold, he's 23 years old. We see what Ben happened. We see what happened with Ben the last seven games of last year. He fell apart. We know it's just kind of a one-year deal for Ben. Hey, Kevin, do you really have a lot of confidence? We know you say it, but do you have a lot of confidence in Mason Rudolph? And what's Haskins to you? Do you think he's the quarterback of the future? How about you give us a sixth-round pick this year, a second and a fourth next year, and here you go, Sam Darnold. And plus, I know he makes 18.9 or $19 million next year, but here's the deal. The salary cap's bouncing back up. Jim, would you do that for Sam Darnold? Would you do the same exact deal if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers for Sam Darnold?
Well, it'd be tempting. I'd have to figure out what kind of compensatory picks they're going to get in 2022. I think that's part of the formula. And so they lost Dupree. And I'm trying to think of – so that would be what, typically a third-round pick,
compensatory pick
you would get for
Why
him?
Are you hung up on that, Jim?
I don't know if any
just
level
because
of
I'm looking at draft capital.
Gonna...
That's why.
Uh-huh.
No,
well,
I get the overall look at draft capital, Jim. Here's my thing. No number of compensatory picks is going to make up for trading a second round pick for Sam freaking Darnold, who, if he were in this year's draft, I wouldn't spend a third round pick on him. I wouldn't have traded a fourth round pick for him.
I'd do it in a minute, and here's why. Here's the deal. This is just, and we're all of divergent opinions here. The Steelers are going to have to use picks sometime. Because Ben Roethlisberger, one, he won't let them finish terrible enough to draft a real quarterback in the top 10. That won't happen. Whether he's done next year or the year after, he'll never do that. And I doubt the defense does that either with Rudolph or Haskins at quarterback. So they're going to eventually have to use picks to get a real quarterback. That's what's going to happen with the Steelers. They're not going to ever finish bad enough to where they walk in and they're like, with the sixth pick in the National Football League draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's never going to happen straight away. It's going to have to come about because of trades.
Okay.
So
why are we doing that now for Sam Darnold?
Because he's better than because you're wasting now 3 years if you don't do it now. Sam Darnold's better than the other two guys that you got. He's better than the other two guys
that you got. But okay.
So well,
but the Steelers.
That's
may
the
not
whole
think
premise
that.
For me. Well, then the Steelers are wrong. Because Sam Darnold's better than Mason Rudolph, and he's Dwayne. First of all, the rankings go like this: Sam Darnold, Dwayne Haskins, Mason Rudolph, and it ain't even close between Sam Darnold and Mason Rudolph. Mason Rudolph stinks. He stinks, and I can't.
He doesn't stink. He had six bad quarters, and it's hilarious to me that the entire city is on this Mason Rudolph stinks bandwagon.
Because
it's hilarious to me. He doesn't. Where is it? Outside of those six quarters, Colin, show me where Mason Rudolph stinks.
Oh, they count. The six quarters.
No one said they don't.
Do you want me to show it to you?
I'll show
you where Mason Rudolph
Sam
stinks.
Sam Darnold's career.
Show
me the entirety of Sam Darnold's career.
He played for the freaking Jets, Chris. He played for the Jets.
Who did Mason Rudolph play behind the last couple years when he got an opportunity to play?
If Mason Rudolph.
With Randy Feuchner as his offensive coordinator.
Now, if Mason Rudolph was any good, if they really had confidence in Mason Rudolph, and they believed. See, the Steelers are lying to themselves. Like, Kevin Colbert, I love him. He's lying to himself. If he really had confidence in Mason Rudolph, they would have told Ben to hit the road right now. There's no the proof
it wasn't
is
Kevin's decision.
The whole organization, would have told Mason Ben Roethlisberger, we don't need you back. If the Steelers are lying to themselves about Mason Rudolph, because the proof could have been in the pudding. The proof could have been they tell us out of one side of their mouth, we love Mason Rudolph. We love Mason Rudolph. We love Mason Rudolph. Wait, we got Ben who is hobbled. Ben is on the last leg. Ben. Whoa, Ben, we need you back. How come? You say you love Mason Rudolph. If Mason Rudolph was any good, they would have shown Ben the door. He could have gone a long way to already winning this job, Chris.
It came down to two guys voting against one of whom is too damn worried about not ever having a losing season, and another one who's drunk on nostalgia. And those are the two guys that told Kevin Colbert, no, we got to bring Ben back. And Kevin Colbert, who believes in Mason Rudolph, is left saying, all right, guys, if that's the way we're going to go, that's the way we're going to go, I guess. That's what it came down to. Tomlin and Rooney saying, nope, Ben gets one more year because we believe Ben can give us a better chance. And they're lying to themselves. You're right, Colin. They're lying to themselves if they believe that they're any better with Ben Roethlisberger at quarterback this year than Mason Rudolph.
I just know this, that we're going to get to the point where Mason Rudolph's going to be 27 years old and starting for the first time, maybe, in the NFL. Sam Darnold's only 23. For me, he's a much better acquisition than Mason Rudolph. He's a much better bet than Mason Rudolph. Times 10.
Mason Rudolph also needs a contract for 2022.
Correct.
So
he doesn't have one.
Okay.
When's he going to get one?
When are you going to decide to pull the trigger on extending Sam Darnold?
They already did. Carolina already did. They did it straight away. That's part of the deal.
Carolina did it. Would the Steelers have done that? Or would they have thrown all these guys into the mix and said, hey, none of you gets an opportunity to actually play in a regular season game, but you'll all have a chance to stick around after Ben decides he's done.
Well, that's part of the problem, that the ship is rudderless right now and there's no succession plan. See, the succession plan right now by default happens to be Mason Rudolph because they can't make up their mind, and also because Mason Rudolph hasn't grabbed the succession plan and said, it's mine. He was given an opportunity. He's not good enough.
He was given an opportunity, and when he played poorly, his coach panicked and went to a duck caller.
Right. What's that say about him? Some guy from Tusculum or wherever the hell he's from.
In the most consequential action of the season, the most consequential game of the season, he put in a duck caller to throw four interceptions. That's not on Mason Rudolph.
I was in the stadium one time when that duck caller beat Cleveland.
Okay.
Well, I mean, Mason Rudolph got beat out by a duck caller. Make fun of the guy. He beat Cleveland, and he beat the Chargers' ass, too. So, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to make Duck Hodges out to be Johnny Unitas, but he beat Mason Rudolph. He beat him out.
No, the head coach panicked, but okay. We're divergent opinions there as well. That's fine.
I'm not envisioning
this.
You
know what? Johnny Unitas got cut by the Steelers too, didn't he? Just like the Duck.
But to me, Mason Rudolph could have grabbed the controls already to the heir apparent. To the next guy, to the for sure next quarterback, and we would have seen it by Ben not being welcomed back. Part of the problem, though, is, and I will agree with you here, part of the problem is no one will ever tell Ben to hit the road. We're going to bleed this out. It could be 6 years from now, and Ben Roethlisberger is going to be out there in traction, still running.
They tried in a sideways manner to tell him to hit the road when Kevin Colbert said, well, yeah, he can still do some good things if he's back next year. And then everybody went, oh, we might go 7-9. Oh, no, bring Ben back. It's this fear that's now driving things. And like I said, a thirst for nostalgia that the owner has for the guy who won a couple of Super Bowls and went to a third, and the head coach who doesn't want to go I guess 7-10 now, or 8-9. And so they go back to, they find their binky and they clutch it tight like a 3-year-old and they say, please, Ben, please come back. And he came back.
Haskins is going to end up being a quarterback after all this is said and done. You watch. We're arguing over Rudolph and Darnold. I'm not kidding either. He might end up being the quarterback. He fits Matt Canada's system the best out of all of them.
He'd be better than Sam Darnold.
He'd be better than Rudolph. All right, I'm going to tell you the most.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.